Dorsey gathers proof against bias charges. The Atlanta Georgian, Tuesday, the 14th of October, 1913, page 3, column 5, equips himself for bitter fight against new trial demand of Frank's lawyers, armed with affidavits from A.H. Hensley and every other member of the Frank jury whose fairness has been placed under suspicion. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey will return to Atlanta Tuesday night to continue the preparation of his answer to the motion for a new trial made by Frank's lawyers. With his assistant, A.W. Stevens, the solicitor has been working day and night on the monumental task of reviewing the hundreds of pages of typewritten manuscript submitted by the defense in the elaboration of their 115 reasons for a new trial. The work remaining to be done, the solicitor believes, can be accomplished most effectively in his Atlanta office. He may ask for another week's postponement of the hearing on the motion. Dorsey has equipped himself to make a bitter fight upon the charges of prejudice made by Frank's lawyers against Hensley, Marcellus, Johenning, and other jurors. He anticipates that the defense will lay greatest stress on this allegation and appreciates that if they are able to establish any degree of bias on the part of any of the jurors, they will at once have a most important advantage, possibly sufficient to win a new trial. Hensley denies prejudice. Hensley's affidavits deny categorically and emphatically every separate charge of biased utterances that has been made against him. They go into considerable detail in accounting for his movements before and after the trial to support Hensley's declaration that he expressed his belief in Frank's guilt after the trial was over, and not before it took place. He asserts that he had no prejudice against Frank when he was drawn as a juror, but that, in common with the other 11 jurors, he believed firmly in his guilt after the evidence was in, and has so declared himself in making his trips about the state since the conclusion of the trial. Hensley's depositions will be backed up by sworn statements of acquaintances who will testify to his good character, his reputation for truthfulness, and his trustworthiness. The same procedure has been followed by the solicitor in respect to every other juror. While he will not give out the contents of the affidavits, he has expressed his confidence in his ability to show that the defense has no ground upon which to charge bias and prejudice against any of the jurors. Frank lawyers, also active. While Dorsey has been reviewing section by section the defense's amended motion for a new trial, Frank's lawyers have been fortifying themselves more securely in their contention of bias and prejudice on the part of Hensley and other jurors. They have the testimony of leading citizens in several cities of the state to the effect that Hensley declared to them before the trial that Frank was guilty and that his neck should be broken. The depositions of these men have been bulwarked by a secondary line of affidavits attesting to the good character, reputation, and trustworthiness of the originally affiants. The attorneys for the defense feel assured that they have an overwhelming mass of evidence showing prejudice, and that they, therefore, must be granted a new trial.